This is Earth and Sky with a story about protecting wildlife from poaching.
We spoke with Steve Osofsky, Senior Policy Advisor for Wildlife Health at the Wildlife Conservation Society. Osofsky worked for several years as a wildlife veterinarian in southern Africa, an area challenged by exponential growth in human population.
And increased contact with wildlife. For example, as the health of a farmer's livestock falls, wild animals are often poached just to put food on the table.
Osofsky told us an effective way that wildlife can be protected is through improving what's called food security, the access that people have to adequate and nutritious food.
By using often relatively inexpensive animal health tools, cheap vaccinations, improved parasite control, things like that, people's food security can be dramatically enhanced and they are less interested in poaching and wildlife numbers go up. Now, what makes this even more exciting, when wildlife numbers start to rebound, all of a sudden, there are new economic opportunities that present themselves.
For instance, Osofsky said that communities in places like Zambia have come together to open their own bush camps. They'll benefit from tourism revenues because wildlife populations are rebounding now that poaching has decreased.
And that's our show. With thanks to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, we're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.